in the passage I read, it included the one verse that we know and have sung in the past, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Well, today, part of our rejoicing is over a new child. A new child, and today we will baptize her. And so, we'll be bringing her forward, and as part of that, we just want to acknowledge that both sets of grandparents are here, and that's a wonderful thing for them to be here, to be part of this legacy, to be part of what God is doing in the lives of their grandchildren. It's a glorious thing and a glorious opportunity that they can be here and participate in this as well. We want you to also know that the elders are very supportive of this activity today, and we brought in a friend to perform the baptism. Matt has known them for a number of years and is a good friend of theirs. So Matt will do this, but there are a couple of things I want to say to you first before we do this, and that is, first of all, that you need to be reminded of your congregational responsibility. Whenever there is a child in our midst, whenever parents make the commitment to raise their children in the faith, it is also a congregational responsibility. So you are here today as witnesses, and not just as witnesses, but as participants. Participants in the things that God is doing and will do in the life of that you are to also remind in love of their responsibility before God for their children. So we rejoice in them and remind you of your responsibility. I also want to remind you that in the early church, one of the great phrases that was passed around, and it was almost a form of greeting or a form of fellowship, and that was the recognition or the found in the phrase, "Remember your baptism." So this morning, as witnesses and participants in what is being done, I want you to remember your baptism. And that doesn't mean you may remember it. Even though I had a confessional baptism at age 11, I don't really remember it very well. It was an old, fading memory. When we say remember your baptism, whether it be an infant baptism, whether it be an adult baptism after a conversion that's very radical, or whether you've been raised entirely in the faith. I remember John Braun once said, he was bragging about how he had been raised without a conversion experience. And what he said, whatever way you come to Christ is the best way. And they're all great ways, and we affirm all of them. Today we affirm the desire that would be one who would know Christ from her earliest years and be raised in the faith. We also proclaim to you the good news of embracing and remembering all that your baptism stands for. All the great aspects, the cleansing of sin, the union with Christ, the presence of His Spirit with you, the death and the identification in the death and resurrection of Christ. Embrace all of your baptism today as you witness this baptism.
Our Lord Jesus Christ instituted baptism as a sign and seal of the new covenant. Last day of His life here on earth, He said, you find it in Matthew 28, "Go into all the world, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And that formula that He gave there, He also showed us the way we make disciples. The way we make disciples is by baptizing them and by teaching them all that God has commanded. Have a disciple placed into their arms, into their home. And they, in accord with the command of Jesus Christ, come here today to present their child to the Lord in baptism, so that the child might be formally recognized as a member of the visible church of Jesus Christ. And as we think about the baptism that's going to be taking place here, I want all of you to remember, especially you two, remember that this is not just a ritual that we are performing. We are actually feeding a marriage proposal. This child is now going to be engaged to the Lord Jesus Christ. When I proposed to my wife, I gave her a token of my love and a symbol that I would be there on the wedding day. I gave her a ring. And so, too, Jesus Christ is giving to this child a symbol of his love for her. And his testimony here is that this child is now going to be engaged to the Lord, and he is promising to her that he will return so that he will be with her in paradise forever. Of course, with great privilege comes great responsibility. And it is incumbent upon you to raise this child so that she knows who her first love is. She is always to be devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we mentioned, we had counseling before we came to this day, and I reminded, and I'll do so again, also to you, as you think about your responsibility toward your children, that you are to teach the child to read the Word of God, to be reading the Word with her daily. You are to instruct her in the principles of our holy religion, found in the creeds, confessions, and catechisms of the Church. You are to pray with her and for her. You are to set an example of piety and godliness before her, and endeavor by all the means that God has appointed to bring your child up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I will remind you, since this is an occasion where we remember the covenant promises of God, it is good for us to hear those promises. Hear now what God says. For to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. Being that this God has given us great promise, let us remember responsibility, as I am these questions, these vows, in presenting their child to baptism. Do you acknowledge your child's need of the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ and the renewing grace of the Holy Spirit? Do you claim God's covenant promises on her behalf? And do you look in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for her salvation as you do your own? Do you now unreservedly dedicate your child to God and promise in humble reliance upon divine grace that you will endeavor to set before her a godly example, that you will pray with her and for her, that you will teach her the doctrines of our holy religion, and that you will strive by all the means God has appointed to bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? And also turn and ask you, congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Mark has just pointed out, we do recognize the importance of the Christian community. We might object with Hillary such that it takes a village to raise a child. But at the same time, we recognize the nugget of truth, that it is a body that surrounds and nurtures one in the faith so that they might grow. So I'll ask you to respond to this question. Do you, as a congregation, undertake the responsibility of assisting the parents in the Christian nurture of this child? If you do, say, I do. Let's pray now and ask the Lord to bless this time. Almighty God, as we undertake this awesome moment, we ask that your Spirit would be present to impress upon our hearts the importance of it. Most of all, Father, we pray that these symbols, these earthly elements, would be used by you for a divine transaction, so that it might be impressed upon all here, especially to the Lord, that she is engaged to be yours, and that she has this great responsibility and privilege to respond to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all that's symbolized here, and we pray that the true reality would be affected upon her heart one day. For we ask it in Jesus' strong name. Amen. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray that this mark might forever be sealed upon her head. We pray, Father, that she would be standing among the multitudes there on the last great day who have the mark and name of Jesus Christ placed upon them. And oh, Father, we did great rejoicing. Lord, we do pray that this little one would always trust in Jesus, never knowing a day that she did not know Jesus as Savior and Lord. But we ask it in Jesus' strong name. Amen.